When most of your water supply comes from one hillside, you want to make sure that hillside does not suffer catastrophic fire. That, in its simplest terms, is the purpose of the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project, now at work for several years in the watershed above the city of Ashland. AFR, as it is known by its familiars, has some ground to cover yet and some money to spend. And a recently announced infusion of federal cash will help that. Three guests join us. Chris Chambers is the Division Chief Forestry for Ashland Fire Rescue. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Donna Mickley is the Siskiyou Mountains District Ranger for the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, in which this land is mostly contained. Welcome, Donna.
Good morning.
And Aaron Kurtz is with us as well, the District Conservationist for the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks.
So, genesis of the project, how did it first get going? Chris, you want to take that one on?
Sure. So AFR has been ongoing in the implementation phase for 5 years, but and the conception of AFR stretches way back to 2004, when the community of Ashland developed an alternative that was given to the Forest Service. They had proposed a project up on the hill there to address the issues of wildfire danger. And also, this is preceded by a lot of work even prior to 2004, but you know, just for this project. The Forest Service blended some alternatives, but largely took a lot of what the community suggested for the work up on the hillside and put that as the preferred alternative for AFR. And that was approved by the Forest Service in as a record of decision in 2009, and we started work in 2010. So we're really over 5 years into work, and you know some folks have seen the helicopter thinning happening above town, some plumes of smoke billowing from the hillsides on occasion, and you know workers and trucks driving up and down the roads. So it has been a busy 5 years, although this last year perhaps has been the least busy just because of a little bit of a lull in funding, but we're happy to say that we did receive some more funding.
5 years into a project on the ground, how long projected to be on the ground?
It was authorized as a 10-year project.
Okay, so halfway through, ultimately. Donna Mickley, let me give us some idea of what it was like to try to get the particulars of the Ashland, the AFR set up, given that you have a number of constraints within federal land, and this is largely Forest Service land, and have the Northwest Forest Plan to consider and lots of other things.
We do, and I'll tell you, the partnership was really important to us. So along with the city, we also have the Nature Conservancy and Lomakotze Restoration Project as the four partners that have been implementing the Ashland Forest Resiliency part. And we tied in closely with the Fish and Wildlife Service. It was really important that we include them really early on because of the owl habitat, some of the critical late soar reserve land that we have that we need to protect. So it's been it took all that coordination to really get this project together, and we've done a lot of transparency, a lot of public trips and involvement so that folks can see really what we're proposing.
Aaron Kurtz from the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service, is this sort of a rare chance to get a project that is not just about removing resources but also about doing some stabilizing of land, and you're talking about this larger municipal need for what that hillside delivers, which is clean water?
Sure. Yeah, we work with a lot of private landowners in the county to do a lot of conservation on those private lands. And we're really happy just to tie in with this great group of partners. We've gone on this new trajectory, really, to expand the partnership and the footprint to do additional projects with the U.S. Forest Service, the City of Ashland, the Nature Conservancy, Lomakotze, but also bringing in U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, working with the Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District and a number of other partners to really expand our footprint into what we're now calling the Ashland Forest All Lands Restoration Project, bringing in those private lands.
So AFR is part of this larger All Lands Project, or that's the new name for Ashland?
Well, AFR, with that original partnership, is really on the U.S. Forest Service lands with the city in that, and AFAR, expanding that footprint, AFR is contained within that boundary.
Okay, so larger set of lands here. And so how difficult was it, Chris Chambers, to get all the forces together? You're talking about multiple landowners now, multiple agencies, some nonprofits, et cetera.
You know, I think we've turned the corner in being able to develop these collaborative relationships. It did take some groundwork to get folks involved, but not as much as it would have taken over a decade ago. I think there's a realization that fire can take away so much in such a short amount of time that folks are really eager to come to the table to looking for solutions. And this is not only in Ashland. This is region-wide where this is happening, and even nationwide. So what we're seeing here locally is an excellent example of bringing together multiple agencies, and we're just right now embarking on that piece where private landowners can start to get engaged in this larger look at the landscape with the realization that, you know, fire doesn't respect any boundaries per se. It'll burn across private, it'll burn across federal, city lands, it doesn't matter on a windy, hot afternoon and when you don't have a snowpack up high, like we're looking at yet again this summer.
Yes.
So, you know, looking at all those challenges and to have the funding come together in order to address a landscape scale issue at the same scale that the fire can function is really remarkable.
We're talking about the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project underway for 5 years now. Chris Chambers is Division Chief Forestry at Ashland Fire Rescue. Donna Mickley is the District Ranger for the Forest Service. Aaron Kurtz is the District Conservationist from the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service. You can join in. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org or check out our Facebook page and see the picture of our smiling studio guests. So you mentioned we're about halfway through this in time. Donna Mickley, how far in terms of land area covered? I mean, how many acres treated of the total target?
Well, within the Ashland watershed, the decision was for 7,600 acres. So far, we've treated roughly 4,000 acres, so a little over half. This new funding and this all lands approach allows us to then expand outside those boundaries, include the private lands that surround the watershed. But the original stewardship agreement was for 10 years. We estimated we'd need about $12 million. And so far, we've every week we are able and to get a little bit more funding, we get closer to that goal. So it's really been exciting.
Chris Chambers, you had mentioned right at the outset that money was a little short there for a couple of years. What had happened there?
Well, luckily, the project came along at a time, you know, unfortunate for the country in that we hit the Great Recession, but that also created the Stimulus Act, which also was called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. We got money, $6.5 million out of that came trickling down and made its way to the Rogue River Siskiyou and then on down to the project level. So that funding was what we did the bulk of our work on for the first 4 years of AFR. When we exhausted that, the city did chip in some money, and we got some money from the National Forest Foundation and some other sources through the Forest Service, but it wasn't $6.5 million. So there's been a little slowdown in the past year. We still have had crews out there working on the ground, getting some burning done and some thinning work, but it's not been what it was the first 4 years. So this new project is part of what's called the Joint Chiefs Landscape Restoration Partnership, a national effort that's between NRCS and the Forest Service, which are both within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So I was going to pass to Aaron maybe to explain a little bit about the NRCS role, because they're kind of new to the project and bringing in those private lands, and exactly, you know, how will that function and bring private landowners into this broader program of AFR.
Okay, good setup.
Sure. So the Chiefs Joint Landscape Restoration Partnership between the Chief of the Forest Service and the Chief of NRCS brings some more funding down. We'll work with the Forest Service to continue and all the partners to continue the work within AFR and the Ashland Watershed proper. And then we expanded that footprint to about 52,000 acres surrounding AFR, where there's a lot of private lands, a lot of ridgetops, a lot of places for fire to escape into the wildlands or fire to come into the watershed. So we're looking at all of those private lands, and it really couldn't be done without the network of partners that we're working with. That money comes down through the national office to the state, down to our county offices for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And we award those funds privately to individual landowners to do stewardship and forest hazard and forest health and restoration projects.
So it sounds like you're working on connectivity. You're making sure that there are corridors through which fire can't easily travel to the Ashland watershed.
Sure, and looking to have continuity of treatments between the private and the public lands, which is really what the Joint Chiefs project's all about.
So you don't get the end of the public lands and boom, everything changes and the forest looks very different at that point.
Yeah.
I'd also just like to add that this project is getting recognized nationally. There were 40 proposals that were put in for this funding. They selected 15. So this Ashland Forest All Lands Restoration Project was one of those 15 considered scientifically strong. It's building upon strong existing partnerships, and those projects were geographically distributed nationwide.
So in talking about the way that the land is treated here, I wonder if, as we talk about a 10-year project, if part of what has to happen is you have to have some growing going on in the forest, too, because it seems like if you're going to make it fire-resistant, one of the things you'd need is an uneven canopy, which doesn't happen by you coming in on Thursday and making it look different on Friday.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when we talk about the initial $12 million to treat the 7,600 acres, that's to go across the landscape the first time. It will continue to need maintenance over the years. That's be ongoing. But we can set back the heavy fuels to a point that then we can start using underburns to keep that area treated.
Which raises the question then, down the road, if once this initial phase, the first 10 years of AFR are finished and you're just in the maintenance mode, do you go up there and set it on fire periodically, Chris Chambers, or just let lightning do its thing?
Both of those are a possibility. The first is more preferable than letting lightning do its thing because that has a little more unpredictable consequences, possibly.
Yeah, you want to pick an ignition point, I'm sure.
Right. So this year, as the spring, in fact, we're really gearing up to get the underburning part of AFR going. And I think folks are used to seeing a lot of burn piles out there and around the area. There's a lot of burn piles on fuels reduction projects. But what we're talking about now is actually applying fire across a 100-acre parcel and letting it burn in a more natural way, like it would have in a more natural fire regime that existed here in the Ashland watershed in the period prior to the settlement of town. So this is really the first spring that we're able to do that. We've gotten our forest at some areas of the AFR about that, that first half, 36 to 44,000 or so acres, to the point where, fire can do a lot of that maintenance work for us and at a cheaper cost than sending chainsaws out there to do similar work.
Now, the money that's coming in through this Joint Chiefs Restoration Partnership is $2 million, is that right?
There's $1.2 million that came from the Forest Service side and $1 million that also came from the NRCS. And then just this week, I became notified that there's an additional $1 million that's coming from the Forest Service Washington office to go to this All Lands project.
All right. If the dollars follow the time pretty closely, then does this get you about three-quarters of the way down the road, ultimately, toward the completion of the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so is the work going to ramp up then in the springtime?
It will. What we're doing right now is sitting down with our partnership and with NRCS included now and designing an approach to this next phase of the project. And that's going to take about a month to get all of the numbers on paper and decide who does what and addresses which priorities that we've set out for the project. But folks can expect to see a ramping up, especially in the next year. There will be some more helicopter thinning involved. That won't be until at least the fall, if not next spring. But those things are going to be on tap as we ramp up the planning part. Then the implementation will eventually catch up to that.
Any idea at this point how many people have worked up there and what numbers of person hours you've got into the AFR up to this point?
We talk a lot about that. When we had the phase that was funded through the stimulus dollars, we had 17, the equivalent of 17 full-time jobs up there on the hillside for those 4 years. And then we had 150 seasonal workers involved in the project. So that's a lot of employment when you consider those people are coming back to the community in the Rogue Valley. They're spending their money that they're making on this project in their local stores and, all of the equipment that's required just to carry that out, the gas for the chainsaws and getting repairs done. So it's actually a big economic boost to the area to have these kinds of forestry projects happening in the Rogue Basin. And I know there's a pretty concerted movement for more of that to take place in the coming years.
And I just want to add the beauty of the stewardship authority is that ramping up can happen through our partners. We now have authority to work across. State can work on federal can work on state. Loma Katsi has that flexibility to build up crews. You know, I think their numbers are closer to 200 now. We keep adding those jobs and education. There's been 2,000 students that have come up through the watershed and been able to learn hands-on about what we're doing to reduce the risk of fire in the watershed.
So you got a lot of flexibility all around, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. All right, an infusion of money coming to the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project, and you'll hear more about the Ashland Forestry All Lands Partnership as well as we go through time. Thanks to Donna Mickley from the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, Aaron Kurtz from the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Chris Chambers, Division Chief Forestry for Ashland Fire Rescue. Thanks to all of you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank
Pleasure to be here.